Good evening, everyone. My name is Jonathan, and this is Tracy.
大家晚上好，今晚的讲员是 Jonathan 弟兄，我是中文翻译 Tracy.
It is our honor and privilege to fellowship with you tonight. Will you join us as we pray for blessings on this evening?
很荣幸我们今晚可以和大家一起在这里聚集敬拜神，我们邀请大家一起来祷告。
Father God, you are such an amazing and good God.You are a God of justice and of love.
天父，你是奇妙的神，你本为善，在你里面满有公义和慈爱。
There are times when we don't understand what you are up to, but we can be assured that you will work together all things for the good of the believer.
虽然有时我们不明白你的作为，但是我们相信，凡事互相效力，叫信神的人得益处。
Will you use this evening to draw us into a deeper relationship with you?
愿你使用今晚带我们来进入与你更加亲密的关系。
May your spirit work in and through me tonight.
愿圣灵今晚在我心里运作并通过我来做工。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever felt disappointed by God?
神曾经让你失望过吗?
Have you felt so sure about something, so sure that it was what God wanted for you?
你是否曾经对一些事情无比的确信,认为这就是神对你的安排呢?
Or fervently prayed for something, but God didn't answer the way you expected, or the way that you wanted?
或者你是否曾经为一些事情恒切祷告?但神给你的答案却不是你所想所求的呢?
You prayed and you prayed, you begged and you pleaded with God. You may even have bargained with him.
你不住的祷告,不住的祈求神,甚至与神讨价还价。
But God didn't grant your prayers.
但你的祷告却不蒙应允。
This betrayal of expectations may have been what the disciples experienced.
当时的门徒们或许有这种期待被现实所粉碎的感觉。
2,000 years ago, when Jesus drew massive crowds, his status as the coming Messiah was all but solidified in the minds of his disciples as he performed miracle after miracle.
2,000 年前，耶稣吸引了大量的人群，他行了一个又一个的神迹，在门徒们心中印证了他就是那要来的弥赛亚。
All of the excitement and expectation came crashing down when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
然而，就在耶稣被钉上十字架的那一刻，所有的激动和期盼都被碾碎了。
Their hopes faded with this man's every labored breath. Their hopes died as this man drew his last breath.
在那个人的每一个困难呼吸中，他们的希望渐渐地渺茫。在那人吐出最后一口气的时候，他们的希望也死了。
I can only imagine what sort of despair and sadness and confusion the disciples had felt.
我真的是很难想象门徒们当时是怎样的绝望、伤心和困惑。
Maybe they felt like how I felt as I watched my mom laboring to breathe.
也许他们当时的感受和我看着我母亲呼吸困难的时候一样。
3 years ago, she lay on a hospital bed with a tube stuck down her throat to help her breathe.
3年前，她躺在医院的病床上，靠着气管插管来帮助她来呼吸。
A blood vessel had popped in my mom's brain, and she had suddenly become practically brain dead.
母亲当时得了脑溢血，基本上已经脑死亡了。
And after 2 weeks and no sign of improvement, the difficult decision to take her off life support was made.
2个星期之后，病情毫无进展，我们艰难地做出这个决定，拿掉了母亲的生命维持仪器。
The doctors assured us that she was so dependent on the machine to breathe that in a few hours she would peacefully pass away.
医生安慰我们，因为母亲之前完全依赖呼吸机来呼吸。所以应该在几个小时之内，她就会安详地去了。
But my mom was strong. She continued to breathe beyond the first hour, beyond the second hour, and then beyond the third, the fourth and the fifth.
但是母亲却很坚强, 在一个小时之后, 她仍然有自主呼吸, 两个小时, 三个小时之后, 仍是如此, 四个小时, 五个小时。
Doubt crept into my mind. Did we make the right decision to take her off life support? Did I not pray with enough faith?
我开始怀疑, 我当初同意撤去生命辅助仪器的决定是对的吗? 我祷告的时候有足够的信心吗?
For the next 2.5 days, the hours dragged on. Every waking moment was spent praying for a miraculous healing. Every waking moment, I petitioned God to restore my mom.
在接下来的2天半中, 时间仿佛停滞下来。 每一个清醒的时刻, 我都在祷告神医治的奇迹。 每一个清醒的时刻, 我都在祈求神来恢复我母亲的脑部功能。
But God did not heal my mom.
但是神却没有医治我的母亲。
Eventually, she went on to be with the Lord.
最后, 母亲安息主怀。
Honestly, this was in some ways a relief, but believe me when I say that this was also very, very painful and very, very confusing.
某种意义上说, 这也许是种解脱, 但是对当时的我来说是非常的痛苦和困惑的。
Questions constantly crept into my mind.
一个疑问在我心中接踵而来。
God, are you really there? God, do you really care? God, are you able to do what the Bible says that you can do?
神啊,你真的在那里吗? 神啊,你真的在乎我们吗? 神啊,你真的无所不能,像圣经所说的一样吗?
God, will you really make good on your promises?
神啊,你的应许真的不会落空吗?
You say you cause all things to work for the good of those who love you, but what good can come out of this?
你说你让万事都互相效力,让爱神的人得益处,但是在这样的事情背后还能有什么益处呢?
God, tell me!
神啊,请你回答我!
What good can possibly come out of this?
这样的绝望背后还会有益处吗?
What good can possibly come out of this?
这样的绝望背后还可能有益处吗?
There was good that came out of this.
但奇妙的是, 即使是在这样的光景中, 我还是可以经历到神所应许的美好。
There were at least two good things, one which I will share now, and one which I will share later.
在这背后, 至少带出两件美好的事情, 我想要和大家分享。 在这里,我先分享其中的第一件事,之后还有分享第二件事。
One good thing was the memorial service.
第一件事是追思会。
As hundreds of friends packed into the church I grew up in, aunties and uncles shared how my mother's kindness had blessed them.
几百个朋友来到我长大的教会, 叔叔阿姨们分享了我母亲的温暖如何成为他们的祝福。
How her smile brightened their days. How her spirit lifted their spirits. How her care and concern brought them to better know and experience God. And how her example made them all want to be better.
他们告诉我,母亲的微笑如何点亮他们的每一天,她如何为大家加油打气, 她的关爱如何让大家更多的认识和经历神, 她的榜样如何让我们变得更好。
A life well lived can have a profound effect on the way others think and live.
一个好的生命是能够改变其他人的想法和生命的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
Good Friday is a memorial service to Jesus Christ.
受难日是纪念主耶稣基督的日子。
Let us reflect on the life and death of Jesus our Lord.
让我们来思考我们的主耶稣基督,他的生和他的死。
And in so doing, let us never be the same.
当我们这么做的时候,让我们的生命不再一样。
May his compassion and example inspire us to live a life of love and good deeds.
愿他的怜悯和榜样带出我们的爱和好行为。
May his words and love draw us into deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father.
愿他的话语和爱带我们进入和天父更深的关系中。
Tonight, I will expose you to Jesus' life, ministry, and crucifixion through the experience of a grieving disciple.
今晚，通过当时一个悲痛的门徒，他的亲身经历，我将耶稣的生平，他神国的事工，并他钉十字架，摆在大家面前。
Apart from a handful of exceptions, almost everything is drawn from the book of Luke.
除了少数例外，今天大部分的经文都出自路加福音。
Tonight, I want you to ponder anew just why, oh why, did Jesus, our Savior, die?
今晚，我邀请大家一起重新来思考，为什么？为什么？为什么耶稣，那一位救主，为什么死了？
I don't believe this.
我原不信他死了。
He's dead.
但他却真是死了。
I don't understand.
我不明白。
Is this all?
就这样了吗？
Is this it?
就这样了吗？
Oh my God, he's really dead.
哦，主啊，他是真的死了。
What's going on?
到底怎么了？
All the things that he said, all the things that he did, how can it end like this?
在耶稣那样的所言所行之后，为什么会这样来收场？
I saw him die with my own eyes. No one could have survived that.
这是我亲眼所见，这之后应当无人能够幸存。
Why?
为什么？
Just why?
为什么？
Why did he have to die?
为什么他一定要死呢？
It wasn't supposed to end this way. Not like this.I was so sure that he was the Messiah.
不该如此收场，不该如此。我曾经那么确信他就是弥赛亚。
I walked with him for 3 years. I saw him do things that no one had ever done.
我曾与他同行三年，我曾见他行那无人能行之事。
He made the blind to see, the lame walk, and the deaf hear.
他使瞎眼的看见，瘸子起来行走。聋子可以听见。
He even raised the dead to life.
他甚至让人从死里复活。
What further evidence would be needed? Who is going to perform more miracles, be it in number or in grandeur, than this man?
我们还需要什么证据呢？谁能行更多的神迹奇事？谁能比耶稣行更多更奇妙的神迹奇事？
Oh, the places we would have gone, the heights that we would have reached. As long as he was alive, we had nothing to fear.
只要有了耶稣，我们没有什么地方去不了，没有什么高度到不了。只要他活着，我们就无所畏惧。
Romans, Jewish leaders, who cares? We have the Messiah.
罗马人，犹太人的领袖们，谁又在乎他们呢？我们有弥赛亚。
Had the Messiah.
更确切地说，我们曾经有弥赛亚。
Oh, if only he were alive right now, if only he had come down from that cross.
但愿他人活着，但愿他能够从十字架上走下来。
We would have nothing to fear. We wouldn't be hiding here in this house.
我们就不用躲在这房子里。
We would be out there doing great and mighty things.
我们就可以到处去，行那大有能力的事。
He was supposed to save us, but he couldn't even save himself.
他本该来救我们，但是现在他连自己都救不了。
It all happened so fast. Just a week ago, crowds were eagerly eating up his words.
一切发生得那么快，仅仅是一个星期之前，百姓们还是如此渴慕他的话语。
Just yesterday, they called for his crucifixion.
可就在昨天，百姓们却喊着钉他十字架。
Not too long ago, he called forth the dead man Lazarus out of the tomb.
不久前，他吩咐那个叫拉撒路的死人从坟墓里出来。
Today, Jesus is a dead man, sealed in a tomb.
今天，耶稣却躺在这里死了，埋在这坟墓里。
It's really so hard to believe.
真让人真的是难以置信。
You should have seen it. Barely a week ago, as Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a colt, people were shouting, Hosanna! They gave him the red carpet treatment. They laid palm branches and cloaks on the ground.
看啊，不到一个星期之前，当耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷，人人高喊何塞纳，他们把棕榈枝和衣服铺在地上，给他红毯一般的待遇。
It was just as the prophet Zechariah had foretold. Jesus was the victorious king entering Jerusalem on a donkey. It was time.
正如先知撒迦利亚所预言的，那得胜的君王要骑着驴子进耶路撒冷。是的，时候已经到了。
Time for the shackles of Rome to be cast off. Time for God to judge the nations and rule the world.
时候已到，罗马统治的枷锁要被脱去。时候已到，神要审判万国，在世界作王掌权。
The time had surely come, or so I thought.
时间一定是时候一定是已经到了，至少我当时是这么想的。
Oh, what have I done? What am I going to do?
我过去做了什么？如今又当做什么呢？
Was I really so deceived?
我以前真的受蒙蔽了吗？
I was a fool to think that he would really choose me, choose us, a bunch of fishermen, tax collectors, and religious extremists. It was too good to be true.
我当时真的很难理解他会拣选我，拣选我们。一群渔夫，一群税吏和一个宗教极端狂热分子，这样的事好的几乎不像是真的。
The Messiah, the liberator of Israel, the son of David, would choose such a ragtag group of people such as ourselves.
这一位弥赛亚，以色列的拯救者，大卫的子孙，怎会选择像我们这样一群的乌合之众呢？
Even so.
即使这样。
He told me to follow him.
他告诉我来跟从他。
So I did.
我照着行了。
I left everything.
我抛下了一切。
And I followed him.
来跟从他。
With my own eyes, I saw him touch a leper. And the moment that he touched him, the disease disappeared from his skin.
我亲眼见他触摸了一个长大麻风的病人，当耶稣伸手摸他，那大麻风立刻就离了他的身。
Then,
接着
，a paralyzed man was brought to him.
一个瘫子被带到他面前。
You'd think there'd be no hope for such a man, and for a moment, it seemed to be the case.
你可能会觉得这样的一个人是没有希望了，至少有那么一瞬间。似乎是这样的。
Having heard of Jesus' miraculous powers, his friends, filled with hope, carried him all the way to see Jesus.
当这个瘫子的朋友们听说耶稣的奇妙能力，他们满怀希望，把他带到耶稣面前。
Unable to push their way through the crowd, they took him onto the roof, broke a hole in the ceiling.
因为无法推着他通过拥挤的人群。朋友们就在屋顶上凿一个洞，把他送下来。
Only to be met with, friend, your sins are forgiven.
然而，他们得到的答案却只是，朋友，你的罪赦了。
What was that all for?
这究竟有什么用呢？
Then, he told the paralyzed man to stand up, pick up your mat, and go home.
接着，耶稣对瘫子说：“起来，拿起你的褥子，回家去吧。”
Immediately, the man stood up, took up his mat, and went home, praising God.
那人当众人面前立刻起来， 拿着他所躺卧的褥子回家去，归荣耀给神。
It was such an amazing sight. We all praise God that day.
何等的奇妙！那日我们众人都归荣耀于神。
And we, his disciples, continued to praise God as we followed him, witnessing miracle after miracle after miracle and listening to the wisdom that just dripped from his mouth.
我们继续跟随他，赞美神，见证他行了有一个又一个的神迹，听他每一句充满智慧的教导。
We hung onto his every word.
我们紧紧抓住他口中的每一句话。
He told us that we who are poor would inherit the kingdom of God.
他告诉我们，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是你们的。
He told us that we who were rejected for following him would be rewarded in heaven.
他告诉我们，人若因仁慈的缘故弃绝你们，你们在天上的赏赐是极大的。
He told us to do to others as we would have them do to us.
他告诉我们，你们愿人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
He even taught that our hearts were like fruit trees. A good heart would do good things, like a good tree bears good fruit.
他教导我们，人的心像结果子的树一样，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来。像好树结好果子，好果子一样。
But an evil heart would do evil things, like a bad tree bears bad fruit.
恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，好像坏树结坏果子一样。
With stories and life examples, he painted pictures with his words, and these stories often had deeper meaning.
通过故事和生活中的例子。耶稣用他的话语描绘出一幅幅的画卷，这些故事往往有更深层的含义。
Those of us who were his true followers would seek him out and ask him the meaning behind these words.
我们这些一心跟随耶稣的人便寻求他，求问他这些话语背后的含义。
One time he explained to us how we should be like a seed which fell on good soil. He explained that we had to endure and stay focused on the mission and bear good fruit.
他用撒种在好土里的比喻，告诉我们要恒久忍耐，专心于神国的事工，结出好果子来。
Another time, we weren't supposed to be like a lamp hidden under a jar. No, we had to do something with what he taught us.
另外一次，他告诉我们，我们不该像灯被器皿盖上。是的，我们不该如此。我们要对他的教导有所回应。
He was telling us that we had to put his words into practice and be a beacon for the world to see the true light.
我们要把他的教导行出来，像灯塔一样，好叫这个世界得见真光。
My brothers here were sent out by the Messiah himself to go about the land, to drive out demons, cure diseases, and preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick.
我们弟兄们都曾被弥赛亚差遣出去，去赶出恶鬼，治愈疾病，宣扬神的国，医治伤痛。
Even though John the Baptist doubted, we knew that Jesus was the Messiah. We didn't doubt.
连施浸约翰都曾经质疑过耶稣，但我们却知道他是弥赛亚，我们没有质疑。
He took 5 loaves and 2 fish. He broke it and multiplied it to feed thousands, tens of thousands.
他拿着五饼二鱼，掰开了，使其变多，充充足足地喂饱了千万众人。
We knew that he had to be the Christ.
我们知道他一定是耶稣基督。
And things were going really well.
一切似乎都很顺利。
But then...
但就在这个时候
，He started saying some really crazy things.
他开始说一些让人无法理解的话
，Like how he'd be killed and raised back to life on the 3rd day.
比如他说他将如何被杀，并第三日从死里复活。
How he would be betrayed.
他会如何被卖
？How people would mock him and eventually kill him.
人们会如何的讥笑他，并最后杀他。
All of us disciples bombed over our dead bodies. We'll never let that happen.
我们当下想，除非我们死了，否则这样的事绝不允许它发生。
We were wrong.
我们却是错了。
When it mattered most, we denied him. We ran. We left him to die alone.
在最紧要的关头，我们竟不认他，我们四处逃散，让他独自死亡。
Jesus's talk about dying was concerning, but I just brushed it off, thinking it was just another one of his stories that we just didn't fully understand.
虽然当时当耶稣说到他会死的时候，这样的说法让人有点担忧，但是当时的我觉得这不过是耶稣另外一个非常隐晦的比喻罢了。
Kind of like that time that we were arguing about who's the greatest in the kingdom.
就如当我们在争论天国里谁最大的时候一样。
Jesus took up a little child and told us this. Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you, he is the greatest.
耶稣抱起一个小孩子，告诉我们，凡为我名接待这个小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。你们中间最小的，他变为大。
Or that time that he shared a parable about a Samaritan that was actually nice to a Jew.
亦或是像他那次分享一个善待犹太人的好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
Or when Martha, who was faithfully serving us at her home, Jesus said that Mary, who was just sitting there at his feet doing nothing, had chosen what was better.
亦或是像那一次，马大在家中殷勤地接待我们，但耶稣却说，那在他脚前听他讲道却什么也不做的玛利亚，选择那更好的福分。
Anyway, as we continued in our ministry, more and more people wanted to follow him.
尽管如此，我们还是继续我们的事工，越来越多的人想要跟随耶稣。
They would come saying, I will follow you wherever you go. But then give some sort of lame excuse saying, I need to first take care of this or that.
有人来到耶稣面前，信誓旦旦地说，你往哪里去，我们也要往哪里去。但是他们最后却找借口，先去处理其他的事。
Jesus told them, following him wouldn't be easy. That they needed to commit to following him as their first priority.
耶稣告诉他们，这条路并不容易，但他们只要坚定地跟从他，并把这放在首位。
Even so, from 12 disciples, we grew to 72.
即使这样，从十二个门徒，我们增长到七十二个人。
We were the ones who left everything to follow him.
我们是那群已经抛下一切来跟随他的人。
We would do whatever Jesus told us to do.
凡耶稣教导我们的，我们就去行。
We went throughout the land performing miracles, casting out demons, and telling people that the kingdom of God was coming.
我们往各处去，行神迹奇事，赶出恶鬼，告诉人们神的国近了。
People needed to join up or face God's judgment and wrath. They needed to repent or else perish along with the guilty.
人当加入我们，否则将承受神的审判和烈怒。人也当悔改，否则将在最终灭亡。
We call everyone to join us.
我们呼召每个人来加入我们。
From the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame.
无论是贫穷的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的，还是瘫痪的。
Even the lazy folks who were laying down by the road.
哪怕是那躺在路边无所事事的懒汉。
Even the robbers hiding in the hills.
哪怕是那藏在山上的强盗们。
Even the greedy tax collectors who sided with Rome against their own people.
甚至是那贪婪的税吏，哪怕他们曾经和罗马政府一起欺压自己的百姓。
It really blew my mind. I thought he was joking until he went and stayed at Zacchaeus' house.
这太不可思议了，我原以为他只是用夸张的言辞，直到我看到他进入并住在了税吏长撒该的家。
He kept telling us, don't you know that heaven rejoices over the one sinner who repents?
他不断教导我们，岂不知一个罪人悔改，在天上也要为他欢喜吗？
Seriously, how did it come to this?
然而，事情怎么会变成这样？
Jesus, you knew what was in people's hearts, so why did you even let Judas get close enough to betray you?You could have avoided all of this if you just didn't let him follow you.
耶稣，你知道人心，那为什么你会允许让犹大来接近你，进而出卖你呢？你若一开始不叫他来跟从你，你本可避免这一切的发生。
When they came to take you prisoner, you could have walked right through them like that time that you passed through the crowd.
当他们把你当犯人关押的时候，你本可以穿过监牢，就如你穿过人群一样。唉。
When they had that choke of a trial, the witnesses were barely able to keep their story straight.
当他们实行那可笑的审判的时候，那些所谓的证人连故事都编不好。
Where did all your wisdom go?
你的智慧去了哪里？
You always had the last word.
你曾总是掷地有声。
You'd leave your enemy speechless.
让敌对你的人哑口无言。
Some would even join our cause.
他们中的一些甚至转向我们。
All you had to do was speak up.
你当时唯一要做的就是发出言语来。
But no, you stood before them silent, before the chief priests. You held your tongue even as they struck you and mocked you. Before Pilate, you didn't defend yourself. You barely said a word. Before Herod, who plied you with questions, you gave him no answer.
但是不，你却站在那里静默不语，在大祭司面前，当他们鞭打你、讥笑你。你却静默不语，在比拉多面前，你几乎一言不发，不为自己申辩；在希律一个又一个提问面前，你闭口不答。
Why didn't you open your mouth? Why didn't you speak?
你为何不开口？你为何不说话？
When they struck you with their fists and when they spat on you,
当他们用拳头打你，当他们向你吐口水。
Why would you turn the other cheek?
为什么你把另一边脸也转过来，让他们羞辱？
Why would you pray, Father, forgive them?
为什么你总是祷告，父啊，赦免他们？
When they pressed a crown of thorns into your head and blood dripped down your face, I knew this wasn't enough to stop you.
即使当他们为你戴上荆棘的冠冕。鲜血从脸上流下，我知道这是无法阻挡你的。
You've healed people of much worse.
你医治过的人，伤痛的状况比这严重多了。
When they lashed you with a whip and your flesh was torn and blood streamed down your body.
当他们用鞭子抽你，皮开肉绽，血从伤口涌出。
I still believe that you could turn it all around.
我当时却仍相信你都能让局面反转。
I still believe that this was not enough to stop you.
我当时仍然相信这一切不足以阻挡你。
After all, you raised the rotting, stinking corpse of Lazarus.
更何况你曾经让拉撒路那本已腐朽的尸体复活。
At a word, you calmed the raging sea.
你曾发出言语，就可以平静狂风巨浪。
At a word, you calmed the demon-possessed man, whom shackles and guards couldn't subdue.
你曾发出言语， 那鬼附的人恢复神智，而在死之前，这人连锁链和守卫都无法制住他。
You could have come down at any moment.
你本可以随时从十字架上走下来。
If you just spoke the word, God would instantly send over 12 legions of angels to your aid.
只要你开口，父神现在就会为你差遣十二营多的天使来。
So, why didn't you come down from the cross?
那为什么你还是没有从十字架上下来呢？
What could it have been that kept you on that cross?
究竟是什么让你留在了十字架上？
You said that if we prayed in faith, we could pray for a mountain to be cast into the sea and it would be done for us.
你曾说过，当我们凭信心祷告，即使对这座山说，愿你被挪开，被丢进海去，事情也将成就。
You said that if we had the faith of a mustard seed, we could tell a tree to be thrown into the sea and it would be done for us.
你曾说过，你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这杉树说，你拔起根来，栽在海里，它也必听从你们。
I pray that your cross would be cast off from you, that you would break free and show yourself to be the true Messiah and silence all your haters.
于是我祷告，我愿这十字架从你身上脱落，你就可以显明你就是那位弥赛亚，好止住那些仇恨你的人的口。
I prayed and I pleaded that you would come down off that cross and lead us to victory.
我祷告，我祈求，愿你从十字架上下来，带领我们得胜。
And yet, you stayed on that cross.
但是你却留在十字架上。
Why didn't you come down?
为什么你没有从十字架上下来呢？
Why didn't you save yourself?
为什么你没有救自己？
Jesus, why in the world would you stay on that cross?
耶稣，你为什么选择留在十字架上？
Maybe, just maybe there is still hope.
但也许，也许那里还有希望。
If you were telling the truth about being handed over to sinful men to be mocked and flogged and killed on a cross,
你曾说过，你将如何被交到罪人手中，被击打，被讥笑，被鞭打，被钉死在十字架上，这些事都没有落空。
If you were right about all those things,
既然你所说这些事都不假，
then maybe there is still hope even in this dark hour.
也许在这黑暗的时刻，那里还有希望。
That as you told us, you would surely die.
正如你告诉我们，你一定会死一样。
Then surely you will rise again.
同样的，你告诉我们，你会从死里复活的话，也一定会成就。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus was silent like a lamb led to the slaughter. Jesus endured the cross to the point of death to take the punishment that we deserve.
耶稣像那个羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，耶稣承受了十字架，以至于死。他诚然担当了那原本属于我们的刑罚。
Jesus stayed on that cross because it was the Lord's will to crush him.
耶稣留在十字架上，那是因为是神的心意，让他为我们的罪孽被压伤。
So that every wrong that we have done could be made right. So that every wrong done to us could be redeemed.
所以我们所有的过犯都可以被遮盖， 别人对我们的过犯也可以得救赎。
Jesus stayed on that cross and died the death of an evildoer.
耶稣留在十字架上，为了本属于罪人的死而死。
So that we wouldn't have to die the death that we deserved, but instead be forgiven and restored to a right relationship with our Heavenly Father.
好让我们不必与罪人有相同的结局，取而代之，我们被神饶恕，我们和父神的关系得到修复。
At this point, I want to share the other way that my mom's death was a blessing in disguise.
在这里，我想要分享我母亲过世之后，那背后隐藏的另外一个祝福。
My mom's death restored my relationship with my earthly father.
我母亲的死让我与地上的父亲更加亲近。
When I was young, I rebelled against my dad.
当我还小的时候，我在父亲面前十分的叛逆。
I was wise in my own eyes. I didn't understand why I couldn't hang out with certain people, play certain games, or watch certain movies. I really didn't understand a lot of things.
我自以为聪明，总是无法理解为什么我不能和某些人一起玩。无法理解为什么我不能玩某些游戏或者看某些电影，有好多的事我都不能理解。
For a long time, my mom was the bridge between my dad and I.
有很长一段时间，母亲是我和父亲之间的桥梁。
When she passed, we had to make a decision.
当母亲过世之后，我们必须做出决定。
How do we stay connected? How do we communicate?
我们如何保持联系？我们如何沟通？
From my end, I had to share more of myself without being prompted.
对我来说，
and from his end, he had to initiate more conversations and we would meet somewhere in the middle.
对于我来说，我必须更多主动地敞开分享自己。对父亲来说，他需要找更多的话题，然后我们可以寻找那共通之处。
Our relationship with one another is better than ever before.
我们彼此之间的关系竟然比以往任何的时候都要更好。
We actually communicate and understand one another and support one another.
事实上，我们彼此沟通，彼此扶持。
We pray together and encourage each other to love people and love God.
我们一起祷告，彼此鼓励，一起来爱神，服侍神。
Likewise, Jesus stayed on the cross to reconcile us to God.
相似的，耶稣留在十字架上，让我们和神和好。
He died to fix our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
他的死让我们修复了和天父的关系。
The difference, however,is while the loss of my mom was the loss of a bridge to my father.
不同之处，失去母亲，让我一度失去与父亲之间的桥梁。
Jesus died to become the bridge to our Heavenly Father.
但耶稣的死却成了我们与天父之间的桥梁。
Let me say that again.
让我再说一次。
Jesus died.To become the bridge to our Heavenly Father.
耶稣的死成为我们与天父之间的桥梁。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Amen.
阿门。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you that Jesus stayed on that cross.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢耶稣留在十字架上为我们舍命。
That Jesus would die for sinful humanity.
耶稣为人的罪死了。
That you would bring glory to yourself and reconcile us to you.
荣耀了你，也修复了我们和你的关系。
That because Jesus lived the life that he had lived and dying the death that he had died.
我们身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。
We could be forgiven of every transgression.
我们一切的过犯都被你饶恕。
And we could have hope even in the darkness.
即使在黑暗中，仍可以有从你而来的光。
We could have hope in every situation.
在无论怎样的光景中，我们都可以还有希望。
Because there is no sin that could take us away from it.
因为任何罪都不能叫我们与神隔绝。
There is no situation in life, be it natural disaster like COVID, be it sinful human actions like those that have occurred in our nation, in Atlanta and in Boulder.
在人生任何光景中，无论是自然灾害，比如新冠病毒，或是人的罪行，比如最近美国发生在亚特兰大州和科罗拉多州的事。
We have hope, even in the darkness, because you stayed on that cross.
我们在黑暗中都可以有从你而来的希望，因为你留在十字架上。
Jesus, you died for us.
因为你为我们死了。
Jesus, you died for me.
你为我死了。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.